KANW New Mexico Close Up. I'm Tom Trowbridge. Bernalillo County Commission Chair Art De La Cruz's second term on the panel comes to an end later this year. I asked the Democrat what he considers his top accomplishments in office. He cited two.
I ran for this office saying that I wanted to bring jobs and opportunity to the district. I also ran saying that we needed to do more with our infrastructure. And there were other items, but those were the top two for me because much of the South Valley to this day, and I don't just represent South Valley, but that is the lion's share of unincorporated residents that absolutely depend on Bernalillo County. But we still lack water and sewer in some areas. We have still a lot of flooding drainage issues. The county has done a tremendous job incrementally to make it better, and we've moved that ball a lot further along during my tenure. But in addition to that, jobs and opportunity. There's several things that have occurred that I'm very proud of. We've brought in several hundred new jobs via U.S. Foods, Admiral Beverage. Soon we're going to have Wagner, which is a large heavy equipment repair and sales group, is going to move from Jefferson to the South Valley. In addition, we created the largest retail development in the history of the South Valley, which is called Las Estancias. So now people can go see a movie in the South Valley. They can shop, eat, do a variety of things that other Albuquerqueans just take for granted.
And there's another matter De La Cruz is proud of, he says, hearkening back to his Parks and Rec days.
We were able to initiate the purchase of the first urban wildlife refuge west of the Mississippi, and that is off of Second Street, and is called Valle de Oro. It is a federal refuge.
Bernalillo County Commission Chairman Art De La Cruz. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.